Purim Cotton, Yud Dalad Adar Lishon. Tuesday, the 23rd of February, Rabbi Avraham Heksha. Two times Adar, two times Purim.
In a normal year, we would have been sitting this morning listening to Megillah, and I suppose our wives would be at home panicking that it's a month till Pesach. As it is, they're at home panicking that it's 2 months till Pesach, and we're here not listening to Megillah. This idea of Purim Cotton, which is a small, miniature, bite-sized Purim, which perhaps we're not so sure what does that mean. Is it Purim? Is it not Purim? Does it mean anything except for the fact that we didn't say Tachanun this morning? What's it all about? The truth is that the Suffolk, this doubt of ours, doesn't really start this morning. Really, a couple of weeks ago in Rosh Chodesh, the kids come home from school singing Mishenech Nasadar, Ma'abim Besimcha, and the question begs to be asked, is it true? Even I saw in one of the shuls, there's a big tzettel hanging up on the windows, Mishenech Nasadar, Ma'abim Besimcha. Is there a din of Mishenech Nasadar, Ma'abim Besimcha in Adorishin? Is Purim a real Purim? Is it not? What's going on? This halacha, let's start with Adar, this halacha of Mishnichnas Adar Ma'abim Mesimcha, it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah in Tanis, it says Mishnichnas Av Mema'atin Mesimcha. That when Av comes in, you're supposed to be Mema'at, reduce the amount of Simcha you have. Comes the Gemara says, Amr of Yehuda, Breit Shmuel Ba'ashelis Mishmei Derav, Kishen. In the same way that Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha, in the same way Mishenichnas Adar Ma'avim B'Simcha. Said Rashi, it's a very famous Rashi, a short Rashi. Mishenichnas Adar, Yimei Nisim Hayu Yisrael, Purim or Pesach. You want to know why Mishenichnas Adar Ma'avim B'Simcha, says Rashi? Because Adar was Yimei Nisim, a time of year which we were zoicha, which we experienced many nisim, Purim and Pesach. The obvious question being, was kum da'ara in Pesach? We're holding by Adar, not by nisim. We don't want to think about nisim yet. You make Purim. Why did Rashi throw in Pesach as well? So, the Yaivetz, the Shailas Yaivetz write as follows. They asked in the Shaila, it's perhaps one of the shortest shuvas in Shailas Yaivetz. And he says, why does, the Shaila asked him, why is it that Rashi throws in here Pesach as well as Purim? And the Ivetz gives two tirutzim. The second one is the one which we're interested in. The first one, which he says, is like this. Rashi had a kasha. If every time we had a nes, we should have a Mishenichnas Ma'abim B'Simcha, then we should also say Mishenichnas Kislev Ma'abim B'Simcha, because we were zeichet to the Nes Chanukah. Mishenichnas Nisan Ma'abim B'Simcha, because we were zeichet to Pesach. Why only Mishenichnas Adar? If every month which had a nes in it is a Ma'abim B'Simcha like a month, why only this month? Says Rashi, obviously, we can't, Baruch Hashem, we're zeichah to so many nesim, we can't make a Ma'abim B'Simcha every month that we were zeichah to a nes. It's only when we've got two in close proximity, one next to the other. That's why Kislev, we were zeichah to Nes Chanukah, but no other nes which followed it or preceded it. So that's why there's no Mishenichnas Kislev Ma'abim B'Simcha. When it comes to Adar, because we've got Adar straight afterwards, straight after Nes Purim, we've got Nes of Pesach. That's why they were Masakim Mishenichnas Adar Ma'avim B'Simcha. That's why Rashi says, Yimei Nisim Hayu Yisrael Purim or Pesach. Because it's only because there was a Pesach after Purim, that's why there's a Mishenichnas Ma'avim B'Simcha. That's the first teretz of the Yavetz. The second teretz, which is what we're interested in, it says as follows. Yashloim Ha'oid, says the Yavetz, Rashi wants to hint to us, what's the halacha in the case of Ibiyah, where there's two Adars? And you go to Shaila, is there a Mishenichnas Adar Ma'avim B'Simcha only in Adar Sheni? Or even in Adoration. Says the Ayvetz, Rashi wants to hint to us, Shabashonim Ubes, Ein Simcha Neheges Ela Ba'Adashen. Only in Adoration. Says Rashi, only you may Purim, which is immediately followed by a Pesach, which the next month is going to be a Pesach, then there's going to be a Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Simcha. However, in a leap year, where there's going to be a larger gap between Purim and Pesach, there's going to be a whole month in between, there's no Mishenichnas Adar Ma'avim B'Simcha in the first Adar. Obviously, the whole reason why are we making an Ibiyah B'Chlal? Why is there an idea of a leap year? Because we've got this discrepancy between a solar and a lunar year. And the Yomim Tovim of about 11 days a year. The Yomim Tovim obviously follow the lunar year. However, we have to make sure that Nisan is in the Aviv, in the Chodesh Aviv, and the seasons obviously follow this, are dependent on the solar year. So Chodesh Aviv, the spring, is not going to be so early. Every 3 years we've got a discrepancy of about a month, and therefore we've got to make an Ibiyos. Nisan is always going to stay where it is. If we add in an extra Adar, and we're going to say Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Mesimcha in the first Adar, then there's a large gap between the Purim and Pesach. So Rashi wants to hint to us, this din, in this year, in Tashi and I involved, when there's an Ibiyos, you should know there's only a Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Mesimcha in the second Adar. If so, perhaps the kids shouldn't have been coming home singing Mishenichnas Adar a couple of weeks ago. There's a Sfasemes. Sfasemes the Ge'er Rebbe says as follows. He says, Lulei Divi Rashi. If Rashi wouldn't have said what he would have said, I would have said a different pshat. We're all accustomed to believe, and it's based on the Rashi, that the din of Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Mesimcha is because Adar was the host for Nes Purim. Purim was in Adar. Says the Sfasemes, I've got a different theory altogether. The Gemara says, like we mentioned before, Kashem Shemishenichnas Av Mematin, Kach Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim. Now the two things have got nothing one to do with the other at all. Mishenichnas Adar Av Mematin Mesimcha, because it was a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Mesimcha, because it was a Nes Purim. What's one got to do with the other? Says the Sfas Emes, I've got a completely different theory. Mishenichnas Av Mematin Mesimcha, because in Av, it was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, they were Mevatel the Korbanos, there was no more Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. However, in a time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we know that there could never be a time when the Mizbeach was over the bottle, when there weren't being makriv korbanos on the Mizbeach. Therefore, they had a kitty, a box, which was full of money, which had been collected from the tzibur, that whenever the Mizbeach was idle, they weren't being makriv korbanos on the Mizbeach, they would take money out of this box and purchase a korbanos that they should be offered on the Mizbeach. And that's why every year they collected, they went on an annual collection, they collected from the tzibur, a machtza shekel, in order for the korbanos tzibur. When was this annual collection made? It says the first mission in Shkolim, Ba'echad ba'adar mashmim ala Shkolim. Echad ba'adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar was the time of year where every year they would start announcing, Rabbi said, it's time for your contribution, your annual contribution to the Korbanos Tzibur. Says the Sfas Emes, do you know why Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Besimcha? Because in the same way that Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha, because that's when the amount of Korbanos was reduced, they were Machriv the Beis HaMikdash, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and we couldn't bring any more Korbanos. Kach! In the same way, the opposite, the other side of the coin is Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Besimcha, because that's the time of year where we worried and we anticipated what's going to be with the coming year's korbanos, and we went on the collection to make sure there are an abundant amount of korbanos on the Mizbeach. So it's two sides of the same coin. Says the Sfas Emes, Lulei Divi Rashi, the din of Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Mesimcha has nothing to do with Purim, but rather it's to do with the din of If that's true, in an Ibuya, in a leap year, the halacha is Mashmim Al Hashkolim, only in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. So both, if we go with Rashi, like the Yavit says, it seems to be the din of Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Besimcha is only in Adar Sheni. And similarly, if we go to the theory of Sfas Emes, also the din of Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Besimcha is only in Adar Sheni.
With the Sfas Emes, it should be also Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim Besimcha. Because we have no Matzah Shekel, we have no Korbanos.
Nowadays, you're 100%.
To be happy.
Nowadays,
nowadays, it should be Ma'abim.
Here's a problem. His lashon is like this: the kivin shekiblo aleim besimcha nidvas halishka. Because in those times, adain hasimcha nimtza ba'ador. That simcha we haven't quite lost. It's a bomb with the future, right? The problem with this is, and the Mishnah in Megillah says as follows: ein bein ador rishon ador sheni. There's no difference between ador rishon ador sheni. Elo kriyas haMegillah u'matonis levyoinim. Kriyas haMegillah, matonis levyoinim. These mitzvahs are only in Adar Sheni. Adar Rishon not. But if you leave these two aside, Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanis Levyoinim, perhaps Matanis Levyoinim, perhaps that includes Mishloach Manos also. There's a Ksav Sofer at the end of last week's Pasha, what's from Mishloach Manos? Let's leave that aside. Besides for these two exceptions, Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanis Levyoinim, everything else, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are identical. That means there's a rule and there's an exception to the rule. The rule is Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are the same. And the exception to the rule is are Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos Levyonim. Which would seem to imply that, leaving these two aside, with regard to all other halachas, they are the same. Mishenichnas Ador, Mavim B'Simcha, L'chayu, Mefurish HaMishnah, that there's a din of Mishenichnas Ador, Mavim B'Simcha, and Adoration also. Which seems to be a Shaila, Shaila Le'at Shuva, a real problem on this Shaila Siyavitz. How can the Yavitz be Medayik and Rashi? How can he prove from Rashi that there's no din Mishenichnas Ador, Mavim B'Simcha, and Adoration, when the Mishnah seems to say clearly the opposite? I found the Shuvah Shevet HaLevi, which says something amazing. He says like this: the halacha lemaisa beinim mishenichnas adar ma'abim mesimcha vaday pashtus halacha. The halacha lemaisa is only another sheni. Why? In Kriyas of Merashi, you may put in the Pesach. Says the Shevet HaLevi, and I'll prove it to you, because the Mishnah says ein bein adar ish and adar sheni ela Kriyas HaMegillah matanas levyonim. We just asked a kasha from that Mishnah, and he proves it from the Mishnah. What does he mean? It means as follows. Purim was on 14th Adar, 14th, 15th Adar. So why bichlal is there a din of Mishenichnas Adar? The whole month is Ma'abim B'Simcha. We should say when it comes to 14th, 15th of Adar, then you should be Ma'abim B'Simcha. Why the whole month? The answer is because the Pasuk says in the Megillah, HaChodesh Asher Nepach Lehem Miyodah Nesimcha Me'evil Yom Tov. The whole month, the Chodesh was Nepach, not the day of the 14th or 13th or the 14th of Adar. The whole month was Nepach Miyodah Nesimcha. That's why there's a din of Mishenichnas Adar Ma'am Simcha. The whole month is a month full of Simcha, because the Pasuk says in the Megillah that HaChodesh Asher Nepach Miyodah Simcha. Comes out that this din of Mishenichnas Adar Ma'am Simcha is based on a Pasuk in the Megillah. It's based on this Pasuk HaChodesh Asher Nepach Miyodah Simcha. Therefore, if the Mishnah says Ein Bein Adorishan Adoshani Elo Kriyas HaMegillah Matanis Levyonim, and we want to deduce from there that with regard to everything else, which includes Mishenichnas Adar Ma'am Simcha, there is no din in Adorishan, says the Shevet HaLevi, the exact opposite. Ein bein adorishan adasheni, ela kriyas haMegillah. One of the things which we learn from the Megillah, HaChodesh Asher Nepach, is the din of Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim B'Simcha. So included in that exception, which the Mishnah lists of kriyas haMegillah, included in that is also the din of Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim B'Simcha. That's why the Shevet HaLevi says, halacha lemaisa, there's no din of Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim B'Simcha in adorishan. On the other hand, there is a famous Chasam Sofer in Chuvas, in Choshen Mishpat. You know, very often they would sign, we perhaps put the date at the top of the letter. Very often at the bottom of the letter, before or after the signature, the Acholim would write the date they wrote the Chuvah. And one of the Chuvas which he writes in Choshen Mishpat, he finishes off like this: I wrote this Chuvah on Tuesday of Parshas Truma, Tov Kuf Pei Tes, almost 200 years ago. Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adorishan, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adorishan, Shemar Bin Boi B'Simcha. So the Chasam Sofer, whether you can prove anything halacha lemaisa from the Chasam Sofer, how he signed the date of the Tshuva, that this is Rosh Chodesh Adorishan, Shemar Bin Boi B'Simcha, would seem to imply that it's enough halacha lemaisa, basically, it's enough of a reason why to allow them to come singing home, come home from school singing Mishenichnas Adar, because the Chasam Sofer said the same thing. But perhaps let's go a bit deeper to understand what could perhaps be the machloikas. Says Yerushalmi says as follows: Oiso Hashana, that year, the year in which Nes Purim occurred, Hoysum will beres. That year, the year when Nes Purim happened, was it Ibiyah? There was two Adar, there was Adarishan, there was Adarsheni. What's the raya? Because the pasuk says in the Megillah, Miyoyim liyoyim, Umechoidesh lechoidesh shnei masa hu choidesh Adar. From the fact that the pasuk says Mechoidesh shnei masa hu choidesh Adar, Yerushalmi infers from there that there was a 13th month also. From the fact that it says Adar, which was the 12th month, implies there was another Adar, which was the 13th month. Says Yerushalmi, that year was an Ibiyah. Adkan, Diva Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is not trying to tell me when the Nes Purim happened. It just says that that year in which Nes Purim happened to be a Ibiyah. Let's analyze Yerushalmi a bit further. If that's true, Mechoidesh lechoidesh shnei masa hu choidesh Adar. There was two Adars. So in which one did it happen? The Pashtas HaPasuk is Mechoidesh lechoidesh shnei masa hu choidesh Adar. It happened in the 12th month, which happened to be Adar. It's true there was a 13th month Adar also, but it happened to be the Nes Purim was in the 12th month. If so, it comes out, it seems to be clear from Yerushalmi that not only was that year a leap year, but the Nes Purim happened to be in Adarishan. The Korban Eidah, which is one of the Purushim on the side of Yerushalmi, he twists Yerushalmi. And he says what Yerushalmi means is that the Hachik Amma lechodesh shnei masa shebechol shana avada hu chodesh yud gimel avada. He says certainly it happened in Adar Sheni. Mechodesh shnei masa chodesh Adar means it was chodesh Adar, which normally is the 12th month, but this year it was the 13th, which is perhaps a little bit bechodesh the way to read the Yerushalmi. That's not the way any of us would have read the Yerushalmi. One thing is clear. It says in the Yerushalmi that that year was a Ibuya. It was a leap year. There was an Adarish and an Adar Sheni. Which Chodesh, which month was the Nes Purim? It would seem the Pashas of Yerushalmi clear that the Nes Purim was in the first Adar. The Karbonator wants to twist the Yerushalmi to mean it was in the second Adar. The problem is...
That is an
independent discussion. What happened in those years? They definitely had an idea of a leap year. There was no such thing, otherwise it would be out of sync, the solar and lunar years. Yeah. Whether it was Alpi Basin, whether it was Alpi a fixed calendar, whatever it was, there definitely was the idea of a leap year. Otherwise, everything would have gone haywire.
In those days, the Vilodar was the first Vilodar. In those days. It's only after the Hillel fixed the calendar of the second.
Which one is the real Adar? There's an extensive discussion in the Poskim, which has Nafka Minaslin in a yard site and Bar Mitzvah and all these things. Which one is the real Adar and which one is the additional month? That's a...
After Hillel fixed the calendar, then the second Adar became the real Adar.
Like I say, that is an extensive discussion about which one is the real Adar. Is it true, someone has yard site, someone has nifted in Adar, which Chodesh is the month of the yard site? Which one is the added month and which one is not? Which one has the muzzle of Chodesh Adar? Muzzle Adar is dog and fish. Is that in Chodesh Adar? Is it Chodesh Adar Sheni? Is it both?
It's
okay. The problem with this Yerushalmi is as follows. When it comes to the Bavli, the Bavli says as follows. The Bavli says that we've got a machlokes. What happens? We said before that in Adar Rishon we don't read Kriyas HaMegillah. What would have happened if someone would get up this morning and read Megillah? He did read Megillah. Then someone tells him, you should know that there's an Adar Sheni this year, there's a leap year, Kriyas HaMegillah is next month. Does he need to repeat the Megillah or not? There's a Machlokes Tanoim in the Bavli, Megillah Vavam Beis. Machlokes Rav Lezer, Rav Yosi, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Does he need to repeat Kriyas HaMegillah in the second Adar? What's the Sfasa Machlokes? It says the Gemara like this. Rav Lezer Yaakov says, there's a din of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. For example, you have to make sure that you can reach your talis before your tefillin. You don't want to pass over the tefillin to get to the talis. You want to make sure you can get to on Friday night where we cut the bottom challah as opposed to the top challah. You have to make sure the bottom challah is a bit closer to you, otherwise you're passing over the top challah to get to the bottom challah. A din of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. So too, if I've got two Adars, I've got two options, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Says Rav Lezer Yaakov, there's no reason why you can't read Kriyas HaMegillah in the first Adar, because Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, I've got two opportunities to do it, I should do it the first possible opportunity. Comes Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, Mismach Ge'ula Le'Ge'ula, we want to make sure that Purim and Pesach are in close proximity one after the other. Mismach Ge'ula Le'Ge'ula. Svaras, I've got a Svar why Adar Rishon, I've got a Svar why Adar Sheni. If it's true that the Nes of Purim happened in a normal year where there was one Adar, then I can understand the Bavli. Nes Purim happened in a normal year where there was only one Adar. What do I do in a year where there's two Adars? I can come with a Svar, perhaps another Rishon, perhaps another Sheni. If the year of Nes Purim was a leap year, so that means the Nes Purim happened either in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. If it happened in Adar Rishon, then it doesn't make sense to come along and say, we should read Megillah in Adar Sheni because it should be close to Pesach. Nes Purim happened in first Adar. And if the Nes Purim happened in the second Adar, then it doesn't make sense to say we should read Megillah in the first Adar because of the Svar of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. If the Nes Purim happened in Adar Rishon, we should read Megillah in Adar Rishon. If it happened in Adar Sheni, we should read it in Adar Sheni. From the fact that we've got a Machlokes Tanoim, whether we can be Yotzei Kriyas HaMegillah in the first Adar, seems to imply clearly that the Bavli holds that the year of the Nes Purim was not a leap year. It was a normal year where there was one Adar. Nes Purim happened in a normal year with one Adar, and that's why it's now open for discussion. What should we do in a leap year? So it seems to be that we've got Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, what happened in that year of the Nes Purim.
Well, didn't they?
Yes, it's true. It's true. It is unusual. It happens sometimes. That's perhaps one of the reasons why we're going to try and give alternative solutions, how we can perhaps be miyash of them and line them up one with the other. How can it possibly be that the Bavli can agree to the Yerushalmi that year, the year of Nes Purim, there was two Adars, and still we've got a machlokes when to read the Megillah. So there are a few theories. The Pasuk says in the Megillah as follows. In the end of the Perek Tes, near the end of the Megillah, it says like this. V'atichtoiv Esther HaMalka, Bas Avichayil, and Mordechai Yehudi has called Toikif. They wrote the entire Megillah Esther, they wrote the story of the Nes. L'kayim Esigeres HaPurim HaZois, Hashenis. Hashenis. What does Hashenis mean? So the Gemara there in Megillah says, gives a couple of suggestions. What does it mean that Hashenis, this ambiguous word at the end of the Pasuk? Perhaps it means that, says the Gemara, that when the Nes Purim happened, they didn't immediately institute the Yom Tov of Purim, that it should be kept for all future days. The Gemara says, "B'tchila kavua b'Shushan u'b'Seif kol olim kulay." That year, they only instituted the Yom Tov of Purim in Shushan. The next year, kol ha'olim kulay. Hashenis means that this Takona of Chazal, that there should be a Yom Tov of Purim, came really in two stages. The second stage, the main stage, where they were masakin as a Yom Tov in the whole world, the Dairis for all future generations, that was the next year. If so, says the Shoyel Meshiv, perhaps we can play around. Perhaps we can say that really the Bavli agrees with Yerushalmi that the year of the Nes Purim happens to be a leap year. Now here there's two ways we can say it. Perhaps it happened in Adar Rishon. Perhaps happened in Adar Sheni. However, we're not celebrating Yom Tov of Purim because of what happened that year. Rather, the following year, the year after the Nes Purim, that's when they were masakin the Purim as a Yom Tov. The following year was a normal year. Well, it wasn't a leap year, right? Highly unlikely there was two leap years, one following the other. If so, when the year that they instituted the Nes Purim was a normal Adar. Obviously, if it's a normal Adar, so in a year where there's only one Adar, we're going to do Kriyas HaMegillah in the normal Adar. What do we do now in a year where there's two Adars? We're not going to go back and say, let's look when the Nes of Purim happened. Did it happen in the first Ador? Did it happen in the second Ador? Because they only instituted it the following year was a normal year, so now we can have a legitimate machlokes, a legitimate argument between Rav Lezben Yaakov and Rav Shimon Gamliel. What should we do in a year that's a leap year? Do we say Eim Avin Ala Mitzvahs and we do it in Ador Ishan? Do we say Mismach Gula Lugula? We want it to be close to Pesach and do it in Ador Sheni? What was our question? Our question was, if the Nes of Purim happened in a leap year, we should just look. If it happened in Adar Rishon, we should have Purim in Adar Rishon. If it happened in Adar Sheni, we should make Purim in Adar Sheni. The answer is, says the Shoyel HaMeshiv, that it's true they may have happened in a leap year. However, they were only Masakin Purim as a Yom Tov for future generations the following year. And the following year was a normal year with one Adar. That's one theory, perhaps, how we can answer why there's no Machlokes and Matzis. The Bavli agrees to Yerushalmi, there was two Adars in that year. However, they only instituted Hashenis the following year, became a Yom Tov for future generations. Another theory, the Chasam Sofer says as follows. Chasam Sofer says that really, the Nes of Purim had two ingredients. There was a date, and there was a reason. In other words, there was a date when the Nes of Purim happened, and there was a reason why we were Zoicha to the Nes of Purim. Says the Chasam Sofer, it may be true, like the Yerushalmi says, that year, the year of Nes Purim, there was two Adars. There was Adar Rishon and there was Adar Sheni. The date that the Nes Purim happened was in Adar Rishon. Today, Yud Dalet Adar Rishon. Or Yud Gimel Adar Rishon. That was the date of Nes Purim. However, you want to know why the Yidden was Zeicha. Why did they merit such an extraordinary Nes? We know it was Chodesh Shenoilad by Moshe Rabbeinu, the month which Moshe Rabbeinu was born. When was the month Moshe Rabbeinu was born? Says the Chasam Sofer, it was Adar Sheni. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar Sheni, and his bris was Yudalad Adar Sheni. I know it says he was Noilad Mol, but the date of his bris was Yudalad Adar Sheni. The story of Purim happened in Adar Rishon, but the reason why Klal Yisrael was zeicha to that nest was because in the very same month, a month later, in other words, Chodesh Adar, in Adar Sheni, was Yom Shenoilad by Moshe. That's the reason why we were zeicha to the nest. So the Nes Purim really had the two ingredients. It had the date, and it had the reason why we were the date of the Nes, and the reason why we were Zoicha to the Nes. Says the Chasam Sofer, I've got an original pshat. You know what the pasuk means? Lekayim es yimei igeres haPurim hazois hashenis. That year, really, they celebrated Purim twice, because the first month Adar Rishon was the date that the Nes Purim, that the story of Purim happened, the miracle happened, and a month later, when it was Yudalad Adar Zayin or Yudalad Adar Sheni, that was the reason why there was Zeicha to the Nes, and that's why it's Yom Simcha also Adar Sheni. Says the Chasam Sefer, it could be that the reason why we've got a Purim Kotel and a Purim Gadol is because really both are true. It's not true to say that if we paskin that if this, that's like Shimon Gamliel, that the Kriyas HaMegillah has to be next month, then this month is nothing. It is something. This was the date that Nes Purim happens. If you want to know, says the Chasam Sefer, and that could be that's why the Chasam Sefer, which we mentioned before, said that there's a din of Mishnichnas Adam Abim Besimcha, even another Ishin. Because the Chasam Sefer says that the story of Purim actually happened in another Ishin. The reason why we celebrate Purim another Sheni is because there's a Chasam Sefer, that's the reason why we were Zeicha to the Nes, but not that's because that was the date of the Nes. The truth is, this fact, here we're going to have another Machlokes in Metzias, this fact that the Chasam Sefer says as Dovah Poshet, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in another Sheni, is not so simple at all. Because the Gemara in Sota says that the day Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the river Nile, which we know was 3 months after his birth, but Hitzpedehu Shloisha Yorachim, his mother managed to hide him for 3 months. After then he was thrown into the river. The Malachim came to the Rabbeinu Shloisha, and the Malachim said, you can't let this baby boy drown. Why not? So the Gemara gives two possibilities. One possibility is, because today is 21st Nisan, and this is a boy who, in 80 years' time, on 21st Nisan, is going to sing the Shira, the seventh day Pesach. A boy who, on this very date, is going to sing Shira, how can you let him drown in the water? The other opinion quoted in the Gemara is that it wasn't Chaf Aleph Nisan, it was Vav Sivan. And Malachim said that this boy, who one day on Vav Sivan is going to mimic Kabbalah Torah, how can you let him drown? So let's work it out, says the Gemara. If it was Vav Sivan, and this was 3 months after his birth, then it comes out he was born Zayin Adar. From Zayin Adar until Vav Nisan, from Zayin Adar till Vav Sivan makes 3 months. That's perfect. Says the Gemara, what happens, however, if you say that day was Chof Aleph Nisan? How can we be miyashiv the two things? On the one hand, he was born Zayin Adar. We're holding 3 months later, says the Gemara, and it's 21st Nisan. How does that work out? Says the Gemara, Poshet. There was two Adars that year. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Zayin Adar Rishon. From Zayin Adar Rishon till Chof Aleph Nisan, it doesn't mean 3 entire months. It means parts of 3 months. I've got part of Adar Rishon, the entire Adar Sheni, and part of Nisan. That's what the Gemara says. Comes out there's Mefurish Machlekes in the Gemara. Was Moshe Rabbeinu born in Adar Rishon, or was he born in Adar Sheni? So this is what the Chasam Sefer takes on as a Dovah Poshet. That Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Adar Sheni, and that's why even though the Yom Tov Purim, the Nes of Purim happens in Adar Rishon, we celebrate in Adar Sheni, it's not so simple whatsoever, because there's a Machlokes in the Gemara. When was Moshe Rabbeinu born? Was he born in Adar Rishon? Was he born in Adar Sheni? Halacha l'maaseh, we all know that we celebrate Purim like Rav Shimon Gamliel says Kriyas HaMegillah and everything is in Adar Sheni. So what does it mean that today is Purim Kotel? Chasam Sefer says something quite amazing, which perhaps puts today into perspective. And he says that the Gemara says we know that how could the Nevi'im be moisif a new mitzvah on the Torah, Mikra Megillah? Says the Gemara, they made a Kal V'Chomer. It may avdus l'cheirus kein, if already on Yom Tov Pesach, where there was no threat to Klal Yisrael's existence. Because may avdus l'cheirus is a Yom Tov, then certainly when it's Mechaim L'Moveh, certainly Kal V'Chomer, we should make a Yom Tov, Kriyas HaMegillah. A Kal V'Chomer, we said this morning, is Mishleishes U'Minis Sh'atoyin and Dreshesmen. A Kal V'Chomer is a Drosh HaMin HaToyah. Comes out, says the Rambam, that the Yom Tov Purim is in essence a Deiraisim. Because in our Torah we have, one of the Shloshes Amidus is a Kal V'Chomer, and if the Torah says we should celebrate Pesach, but even though it's Mavdus Lecheiris, then Kal V'Chomer we should celebrate Purim, therefore it's a Deiraisim. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Deiraisim doesn't have to be a Kriyas HaMegillah. Anything which we do, Lekovod Purim, we can be Yotzei the Din Deiraisim. Says the Chasam Sofer, the very fact that today, this morning, we didn't say Tachanun, and today is Asa Behesped, but Asa Betanis, we mekayim the Purim in HaTorah. The Purim in HaTorah, the mitzvah to remember and to celebrate this Yom Tov of Purim in HaTorah, that is today Purim Kotel. Purim Gadol, when it comes to the Drabbonon, the Mikra Megillah, and so that's Purim, and Mishlach Monos, all the things which they instituted to to celebrate Purim in the correct way, that will only do another shenim, because we pass like Hashem Gamliel, like Mismach Gula Legula Odif. So it comes out that we might think today is nothing, it's a miniature, it's a bite-sized Purim, it doesn't make a difference to our daily life, we're not dressing up, the only difference is did we say Tachman, we don't say Tachman. But Chassam Sefer puts things into perspective and he says that today is the day that we Mekayim the Mitzvah Purim in our Torah. And that fits also with what Chassam Sefer we said before, that the Din Mishnech Lasadam Ba'am Simchan Adorishan, says the Chassam Sefer. And it could be the date of the Nes Purim was also in adoration. The reason why we push it off is because that's the Yom Leidas Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the reason why we zocher to the Nes Balk Opanim. Now we get a bit of the background that we see it wasn't so simple. What happened that year? Everything, I know things in Yiddishkeit, is out for discussion, out for machlokes. When the year of Nes Purim, was it a leap year? Was it a normal year? If it was a leap year, when did the Nes Purim happen? Did it happen in adoration? Did it happen in Adorishni? Is there a din of Mishnech Masadam Am Simchan Adorishni Adorishni? When was Moshe Rabbeinu born? Was it in adoration? Or was it in a normal year? That year that he was born, everything's up for discussion, and the rest is homework.